On the show today, we have Desert Financial Credit Union's very own Ron Amstutz talking about MemberPass. They're actually using MemberPass, the digital ID technology from CU Ledger. It's actually in use, and we couldn't be more excited to talk to him about it. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on our program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Ron Amstutz from Desert Financial. Ron, how you doing today?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Always enjoy talking technology with you guys because you guys are always kind of pushing that proverbial envelope for credit unions out there. So it's good to hear that you guys are still doing that with a really cool digital ID product called MemberPass from the folks at CU Ledger. And you guys have been involved in this almost since day one, but now you guys are like really using this thing. You're really using MemberPass, the digital ID. So give us a quick summary on how MemberPass works for you guys, and then we'll kind of dive into the details here.
Yeah, so MemberPass, a member calls in the first time to enroll. We have them send them a link so they can download the app, whether it's Android or iOS, to their phone, and then we connect with them, get them a peer-to-peer credential between Desert Financial and their phone, so that the next time that they call in, all we have to do is send them a quick text that says, hey, are you talking Desert Financial? And they can answer yes or no, and then we get a response back that says, yes, we know we're talking to the member, or no, and then we put up a, you know, yellow red flags that says, hey, this might be fraud if we're not talking to the member, and just be a little more careful and diligent about asking questions and try to get off the call until we can get a hold of the member directly. So it's a great quick way to identify the members and also let them know that they're talking to Desert Financial and not some fake number that's calling them and saying they're Desert Financial.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, right? So what, I mean, I'm going to step back here a little bit. What attracted you guys to this technology kind of in the beginning? Because, I mean, obviously you guys saw a ton of potential here, which is really starting to come to fruition here. So what really attracted you to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 4+ years, I think, since the idea came out that we've been involved with it. You're right, from day one. You know, it's just as simple as we felt like this would be a way to improve on the member experience that the member has with us. And, you know, the idea that, you know, while it might be a long time in the future for us, you know, the idea that you control your identity and your own password. So, you know, like today I have a password vault that has 450 passwords and growing for all the different sites that you know, you have to sign up for, get a login password and all of that. And the idea that hopefully someday I only have to have this. I don't have to have anything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's probably the same, you know, long-term idea that someday we won't have paper checks, but that's probably not till after I retire. So,
yeah, well, we're still writing fewer and fewer checks these days. That's for sure. I still have my stack in my drawer. I haven't touched it in probably a couple of months, but that's a whole nother show for sure. Right. Hey, how much influence did the pandemic have on this technology for you guys? Because obviously, I mean, the timing of this was, I don't want to say it was like, hey, this is great, this is happening, but oh my gosh, you know, the timing couldn't have been better for this type of technology based on identifying members, right?
Yeah, it didn't really change anything from the idea that we've launched this in our contact center for phone calls and identifying people over the phone. That was already in the process, and I, you know, that was going to be there either way. I think the place that it has helped is how quickly we'll be able to move this into our retail branch locations and be able to identify people using MemberPass, either in the drive-through or coming into the lobby, because a lot more of the idea of not having to touch things and, you know, put your debit card and slide it in or put in a PIN number in a machine. If we can identify you with MemberPass, even when you're in a branch location, I think that will definitely, it's speeding that up.
Yeah, and there's a cool factor to it as well, don't you think? Because, I mean, you know, I can use my mobile phone to identify myself at the credit union or vice versa, So I think that's, and that kind of gets members talking, I would think, as well. Because I mean, my next question was going to ask you, what type of member feedback have you gotten from this? Because again, there's got to be this kind of a cool factor with this as well, right?
Yeah. So we launched last Thursday, and in 3 days, we've had 68 members sign up for it. It's taken about 5 minutes to get them enrolled, but before we end the call, we actually do an interaction that send a credential and have them respond during that process, just like they would the next time they call in. And we've had nothing but great feedback. So we're excited. We sent out emails to a smaller group of people. We're going to send out a couple more batches here in the next week, and hopefully we'll continue to see a great response. But on the flip side, our staff loves it. They yeah. think it's great, and it's been a great experience so far.
Now, when you say you're going to send out emails, are you just targeting certain member segments right now to use it, and then you'll kind of open it up to everybody once they, I guess, kind of get used to it, I guess? Or
our initial target was to target higher users of our contact center. So yeah. the ones that have to go through that question and answer session to see if they can answer the questions for security and make sure we know who we're talking to. And, it's just not a good experience. And especially when, we ask some of the questions we ask, members don't remember. It's like, you call me and ask me what my last deposit was. I can't tell you what it is.
Either.
Penny. Yeah. Or even maybe what day it happened on. So, just the idea of making it a better experience and much quicker turnaround to get to the business that we need. And there's some things we're hoping that we can do with it in the future to even speed that up and maybe have AI or machine learning go through the process of verifying member pass with them before they even get to the agent. So once they're the agent, they're already verified, and even the agent doesn't have to go through it.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that going to be? And that's right around the corner too, right? I mean, that's some really neat stuff for sure. So where else, how else do you see this technology being used? Because, obviously it's kind of all credit union foundation based. I've heard it, you could use it, at your doctor's office or a hospital, or even, at the airport when we get back to flying again someday, or any other places where you need your ID. Because this could be really incredibly beneficial to credit unions, having this digital ID, all based at your credit union, but you're using it everywhere. So do you see those uses coming to fruition at some point as well? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. The other places we will start first in the credit union, I expect us, we'll see this, coming up to ATMs. Certainly we wanted to do it through our mobile banking. So anything, any channel, once we get our members using it, we fully expect that they'll expect to be able to use it. Why can't I use it here?
Right.
So
Those
are things we'll have to do quickly, but absolutely passport, your driver's license, anywhere, your government IDs, medical records, even, being able to verify that, you have a diploma from XYZ University, any of those types of things are absolutely all being worked on out there by different organizations to try and create their, what we call verified credential on the distributed ledger. So you can pass that information back and forth. And then beyond that, once you've done this with us or any other credit union that's a part of MemberPass, if by chance you are eligible to join one of those credit unions, you decide to join both, that's already there. So all the KYC information for knowing who you are to open an account can be passed back and forth between our credit unions so that they don't have to go through that entire process again.
Yeah, there's no redundancy here. There's none of that doing this thing, starting from scratch all over again. Oh my gosh. And you talked about how cool it is for staff as well. And you said they got some great feedback from them. That's got to be a huge help, especially in your contact center. Making things go so much smoother as well, identifying these people before, they even know it, basically.
Yeah, they have to ask those questions. They know that some people just don't know the answer, so they have to ask as many as they can ask to feel comfortable that they're really talking to the member. And this gives them the ease to know, I know I'm talking to the member now by that credential on MemberPass, and so I can do whatever business I need to do for them. So, it's it's definitely a plus for them to know that they don't have a fraudster calling them, asking them for information they shouldn't be giving out.
Indeed. And we all know what the fraudsters have been up to the last 6 or 7 months. Oh my goodness. It's just, they're just on overdrive for sure. Hey, what's the ultimate goal here? What do you guys want to achieve using MemberPass for your credit union?
Well, the ultimate goal is to be able to use it in all of our channels that our members access. And then it's, you know, create the exceptional experience that we're trying to do for all of our members and across the board. So it's just make their lives easier and make them be able to do business with us easier.
And I would think like word of mouth too is for members spreading the word about, hey, check out my digital ID that I have at Desert Financial. You know, I don't have to go through the whole Q&A, you know, hoop jumping process anymore anytime I call them up or anything like that. I mean, talking to your neighbor about this type of technology, I'd be like, I'm going to go check them out. So I think there would be some sort of value add there for Desert Financial as well, right?
Yeah, I hope those 68 members have signed up already or already telling their friends and family that want to call us and do it.
Indeed, good stuff. Anything else you want to add here, Ron, on your usage of MemberPass so far? I know you guys are just kind of just in the infancy of using it, but it sounds like it's really exciting stuff for you.
Yeah, the thing I would pass on is, you know, for credit unions that either have just started looking into MemberPass and CU Ledger or haven't looked at it at all, check it out. There are steps you can take that's really zero work for you to get started and at least get your credit union's name out on the MemberPass registry. And then you can take the steps at your own timing, but it's definitely something that I think all credit unions are going to want to get involved with soon. So
I agree. The future is here for sure. Indeed. All right, Ron, I'm going to let you get back to work because I know you always have a full plate. So appreciate the time as always when you come on and share just the latest tech stuff that you guys are doing there at Desert Financial. So keep pushing that proverbial envelope. All right.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Anytime, sir.